listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Hello News, I'm Harley Martin. Loblaws has issued a recall after health officials found Chronobacter in a President's Choice baby formula. Chronobacter can cause fatal infections in toddlers. There have been no illnesses linked to the recall of President's Choice lower iron milk formula in the 900-gram size. Health officials say anyone who bought the mix should throw it away. Nova Scotia Liberal candidate Jamie Batiste is apologizing after racist and sexist social media posts were uncovered. In 2012, the candidate tweeted, quote, "Why do I assume every skinny Aboriginal girl is on crystal meth or pills?" end quote. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the tweet was unacceptable, but he will not be removing Batiste from the party. Two protesters in Hong Kong were the first to feel the effects of Hong Kong's new mask ban over the weekend. The new law came into effect on Saturday and is the latest attempt to break up protests which have entered their fourth month. The two detained were an 18-year-old student and a 38-year-old woman, each face up to a year in prison. To hear the news or learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Welcome to CJLO 1690. This is Concordia Music Zone Out with your host, Aaliyah Guerra, and
Joseph will be here.
We are in the studio together. It's been a while. I feel like I haven't hung out with you in a minute, but
been what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks, but for good reason. And we're going to talk about all that, exams, shows, traveling, all that stuff in the show today. But yeah, so we have a good lineup of music. Jude's not with us today. She's feeling a little sick, a little under the weather. So we're going to have some good vibes for her. Hopefully she's tuning in.
Hopefully.
but yeah, the show's gonna go on. We're gonna play some good tunes, and I'm gonna talk about my show that I just did in Toronto last Friday.
Yeah, definitely.
So stay tuned, and enjoy the tunes.
My head to the clouds and they wave and hey, I wanna be no one but me. I don't give a damn about what you say or think. I wanna be no one but me. And all I really need is my own company.
Are you looking for an alternative to FM radio playlists? Then tune in to the World Beat News radio program right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. to hear brand new World Beat music from mainly Canadian artists. Call or text at 848-7471. Some say, bureaucrats and education.
Cinema Politica Concordia is back for the fall 2019 semester with your weekly dose of inspiring political documentaries from around the world. Screenings take place every Monday in room H110 of the Hall Building at the downtown Concordia campus. All events are free and open to the public. For full listings and information on special screenings, guest speakers, and how to get involved, visit cinemapolitica.org/concordia.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Thank you. spinning. I'ma get back on my feet, give me a minute. I'ma feel this in my thighs, like even in it. Young summer, young summer, give me a minute. Sundown wind chimes, break it down. One line, a line. Can't no see me, no flex, be kind. Dollars never show up on CP time.
I just wanna wake up on CP time. Wake up to that nigga, leave heat behind. Get a presidential suite, leave with they linen. In the rose, that's rented, windows tinted.
Sundown wind chimes, break it down. One line, a line. Can't no see me, no flex, be kind. Dollars never show up on CP time.
So, like, can you talk to me about some of those artists? Because
that's coming up.
Jude's not here.
Oh yeah,
The last, well, the first one by Revan Linnae, well, I'm pretty sure most people, like, hey, what's up, guys? I'm pretty sure most of our listeners are familiar with them, as, like, they came to Oshiaga, as well, well, she came to Oshiaga, and right. She opened for Georgia Smith last year.
What?
Yeah, she did.
Wait, that makes sense. I think I've seen her on, like, Ezra Collective Story.
Yeah, she was there,
and
yeah.
That was Georgia Smith's band, yeah.
And then, yeah, she's known for her, she did her EP that she dropped, like, last year, like, Crush,
mm-hmm.
She did, like, mini collab with Steve Lacy.
Okay.
I'm hoping she drops something new this year, because she's still in the low right now.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Well, she was touring a little bit before, so that makes sense, yeah.
And the next one after that was Solange, Beyonce's
little
sister, who dropped some... I haven't listened to it yet. Mm-hmm. What's even the... that album that she dropped, like, early this year, have you listened to it?
Or? Yeah, I did, but I'm terrible with names.
Me too.
Hold on, pass me the phone. Oh no, I have my phone, but it's here.
Well, yeah, critically acclaimed album, and then Moses Sumney. He's another soul singer from the United States. I don't really know much about him, but I know he dropped some few projects over the years.
Yeah, he's a soul singer. You said. Ooh.
So, and the next one will be by Free Nationals, Kaja.
Kaja Bonnet. I was trying to figure, is it Khadija or Kaja? But Free Nationals. What have they been up to?
I think they're going to drop something, like, eventually.
Yeah,
like
because like, since this whole Anderson .Paak, like, explosion, and then they went on tour with, like, Bruno Mars, like,
Nice.
They opened for Bruno Mars, and, like, I think it's South Africa, like, some world tour type thing. They flew everywhere, literally. So, after that, I didn't really hear from them. Like, I would just see Anderson .Paak here and there. But they have this track out. Is it, like, when did that come out?
That came out, like, a month ago. So you might want to play right now?
Let's run it. What's it called again?
On Site by Free Nationals, Jed, Kaja Bonnet, and McKenna.
Okay, let's check it out. Oh, yeah, just to go back to what you were talking about real quick, the album you were talking about is called When I Get Home.
When I Get Home? Okay.
Yeah. I thought that was the name of a song. That's why I wasn't sure. All right, so the next song is called On Sight. All right, go for it.
Hope you send me a piece to exercise my demons. a shrinker, probably get a blink of what I'm thinking. I've been smoking, I've been drinking in the open. You can see me if you saw me, tell me, have you seen her? I really need her, I've only got a two-seater. My car don't go in reverse, don't wanna leave her. Never see her, if I don't, the heart stinger. Steve her, she hurt me, eat her.
Yeah, so we had some bangers.
you got
to talk to me about those. So we listened to
On Side by Free Nationals,
right?
And then Best Life by Danny Ban, who just dropped his fifth album last Friday the 4th October, and it's a follow up to his 2016 album Atrocity Exhibition. And yet that album from like 2016, that was some like experimental like wacky stuff. But like this one was more stripped down, still keeping his profound lyricism and he's like his unique delivery, how he exactly sounds like a Boondocks character if I may add. It does. Like he could fit in a cartoon and like he would work perfectly.
Yeah, but it's cool when people can actually get into character and like change their persona and stuff while they're like just doing their music. So and he's like, he said he's from the States.
Yeah, he's from Detroit.
Okay, nice. Cool. I need to have more of his music.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So listen to his...
we're going to be like going through there definitely for next week's playlist.
I could do like a a theme episode of him like next?
Yeah, I'm down. I mean, we'll plan it out, but yeah, for sure. Like, yeah. I love the vibe of that. Like, I was telling Joseph, I'm like, this has a very GTA kind of top down hydraulics feel. So that's definitely something the West Coast could enjoy. It is. All right, cool. So we'll keep it going. What's next on the playlist?
Next one's by Juto. I just discovered him yesterday. He gives me a lot of these like Daniel Caesar / Steve Lacy vibes. I'm not really familiar with his background, but I know he's going to perform at Camp Tyler Creator's Camp Flagna Festival this November.
Okay, cool.
As a headliner.
Nice.
But other than that, not much is known about him, but his music, his voice reminds me of Daniel Caesar, but the instrumentation is similar.
Yeah, I remember listening to, I'm like, is this Daniel Caesar?
Yeah, but it's similar to like Steve Lacy.
And that's why I threw some Daniel Caesar on our playlist after because of that. But I was just like, and I don't want this to be taken the wrong way, but it's like, you know how like everyone's been on a very experimental flex, which is sounds and like, you know, manipulating sounds. Like I know J. Cole has done a lot of work with just like detuning and, you know, so it's like, it's a different sound in the sense that people are not used to hearing music presented in this way because your ear is like, oh, what, you know? But people are managing to do something with like this like off-tune kind of
slow,
bad singing. Yeah. They're making it work. So it's kind of
like,
roughness
to it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, it's kind of an interesting wave of like what's happening with like just soul and like hip hop. Mm-hmm. It's like people are doing like this alternate, you know, singing and, you know,
it's like
sound experiment on it.
It's meant to sound ruggy, like, on purpose.
Yeah.
But I guess it's, like, the point of the aesthetic, you know, to sound ruggy and, like, very homemade and DIY.
You know, Tyler, the Creator has, like, he has a song and he was, like, singing. He's like, oh, I can't sing, whatever. And then he goes back to the song.
Yeah.
Was
it Effing Young?
Effing Young, that's it. No, we can't swear, but that's the song.
But that's the image track.
That's, yeah. All right, man, that's
and
cool.
And he had to, like, high-pitch his voice for the
year. Yeah. No, but I love that. But J. Cole does it too, so
it's really
cool. Yeah, it's cool. He got used to it because in Forest Hills Drive, like he'd be singing on like there's a song called "Apparently." Mm-hmm. He literally sang, you know, the whole verse of like the whole hook of that song is him singing. Yeah, that's dope. So what did you say was next? Sorry,
Options by J. Cole.
Options. Yep. All right, so let's take a listen to it.
Woke up in the field, and I guess that you know I could have anybody if I wanted to, but you think that I really wouldn't want you, but I should really reassure you. The same without you, baby. And that I know. If that ever came to it, you should know.
Yeah.
So let's see what we got next on our playlist. Oh yeah, you can play that. I just went on to Daniel Caesar's album because, you know, I told you the song reminded me of him. What's it called? Daniel Caesar. Open Up. Yeah.
Such a long time since I set foot in the club. I really hate this shit, don't I? I hate feeling rushed. Girl, can I just be honest? I don't feel like talking unless it's about me. Or philosophy, can we just get down to business? And when we're both finished, then we'll have a reason to speak. Then you can open up to me, girl. Let me plant my seed, girl. Let me fill your these songs for you. I want in the same that goes for us too. I give you my name, the bed on which I lay to sleep and lay with you and lay in deep. There ain't no difference, this case there isn't. That goes for us too. I know you're listening. Sometimes it feels like I don't really. One day you'll see what in the meantime. Just trust that I'm there. Just trust that I love you. Just trust that I care. Trust that I need you to always be there. Trust that you know me well. To know from the high priest, but you put on the show, then you can open up to me, girl. Let me plant my seed, girl. Let me fill your needs. Open up to me. Yeah.
We're back, CJLO 1690, Concordia Music Zone out. You know what? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right
back. Ad break.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick ad break. It's like, what kind of break? Yeah, we're taking a quick ad break.
We're in a break.
All right.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Check out Concordia Store's back-to-school deals. Huge savings on all of your back-to-school essentials, supplies, tech accessories, and Concordia gear. Show your color with a Concordia crew at $24.99 or a $29.99 hoodie. Plus, save 25% on all backpacks. Concordia Stores, find everything you need for school in stores or online at concordiastores.ca.
Hey, are you looking for an alternative to FM radio playlist? Then tune in to the World Beat News radio program right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. to hear brand new World Beat music from mainly Canadian artists. Call or text at 848-7471.
Check out Concordia Store's back-to-school deals. Huge savings on all of your back-to-school essentials, supplies, tech accessories, and Concordia gear. Show your color with the Concordia Crew at $24.99 or a $29.99 hoodie. Plus, save 25% on all backpacks. Concordia Stores, find everything you need for school in stores or online at concordiastores.ca.
Yeah, we're back. So we just played my track Moonlight. Okay, you know what? I guess we made people wait long enough. Run me On To Me, I think, the second song we played today. Yeah, we're going to talk. Yeah, just play run it. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to talk about the Toronto show real quick. We're going to run some Moonchild in the background. So... Joseph.
Yeah.
So,
How do?
So we're going to talk about Toronto. Toronto was so much fun. I want to give a shout out to Patrick Morris and Kenny Punal from iLive Radio for inviting me. And iLive Radio is basically radio. They love to promote independent artists around the world and soul music. And they just did their first Soul Fest Lounge, which is like dinner with music. In the UK, they just did their UK first version of that. And then I did the Toronto one following it the next day. So lots of fun. I took the train down to Toronto this time because I was like, you know what?
Screw the bus.
Canada during the autumn is really nice.
Yeah,
and like I like the drive through, but I'm so over that 6-hour drive. So now I was like, you know what?
Super exhausting.
Let me try the train this time. And it was a lot of fun. So. There was a cute little baby in front of me, and she was so cute. But anyway, so yeah, we got there. You know, the gig was a lot of fun, and like I told you, I worked with Adrian Hogan, goes by the name Slow Jams. Shout out to Adrian Hogan. He was killing it on the keys, As I told you guys, he was playing MTL Pop Fest the night before.
Oh, yeah, he was, yeah.
Out here in Montreal. So, man was a zombie, dead tired, but he still came through. He was on time. played like a beast, you know. So so that was really great. And oh my gosh, I have to give props to the sound team at Friday Roots, because like as a musician and an engineer, like I really just appreciate what they do, because without them we sound like trash.
Oh.
And y'all ain't gonna hear anything but feedback. So
was it a bar or a restaurant?
It's a restaurant, but the thing is, it's a small quaint restaurant. So if I was to come in there with a 6-piece band, best believe that was gonna sound really overflooded.
Yeah.
Because it's a small space.
Loud and thunderous.
Exactly. So it was all about how do we make this guitar, vocals, and keys
more
really
fitting,
resonate in this little spot.
Similar, like a Tiny Desk concert, right?
Yeah.
To like
exactly. It's like how to make less more without overpowering anything in there. And so they did a great job of facilitating that.
Sweet.
So shout out to Emily, female engineer. She knew her stuff and hooked it up. So nice. I really appreciate her helping us out. The sound was A1. we played a lot of oldies. Well, I wouldn't say oldies, but like, you know. Yeah, like, I mean, we did some Chaka Khan. We did some Lauryn Hill, because, you know, Hill was here a couple of weekends ago.
Oh, yeah, in Montreal, yeah.
Yeah, and we did some Erykah Badu, some India Ari,
some
John Legend. John Legend in there. We did, I said Chaka Khan already.
Yeah, you did.
We did some Amy Winehouse covers, some Renato Paris, because we had to shout out the UK people out there,
definitely.
You know. So we did a little of that. Exactly. And what else did we play? And I did some of my originals, of course. Did some Sade. We did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I always pronounce it Sade or something.
Sade?
Yeah.
No, it's Sade.
Okay.
I can't even let you go with that one. It's
okay.
Sade.
I mean.
But it's all good, you know. So it was a lot of fun. There was a lot of singing, and they were actually very lively. And I was surprised because at first, like, they seemed a little shy, but they were all singing by the end. So I'm going to post a video on Instagram this week or probably in a couple of days.
So a bunch of performers came by too, right?
Sorry?
A bunch of, like, other performers came by as
No, I was headlining. Oh, yeah, this is my first headline. That's why I was kind of nervous, but it was fun. And, yeah, I got them to sing along. So I'm gonna post. They were singing Lauryn Hill, singing Clever. And it was so last minute. Adrian and I decided to improv it and just do doo-wop that thing in the ending of Clever. We just put it together, mashed it up, and it worked. Everyone really liked it. So, yeah, they were really vibing out. And I've done that before, like the Clever part here, but people didn't really like. They would participate, but there they got so excited about the Lauryn Hill thing. So I think I'm gonna keep that.
That's good, yeah.
So I'm gonna post it.
I mean, she is like a sort of show stealer.
Definitely, Lauryn definitely. Hill. But I mean, they were happy to know the song and sing along. So. But yeah, and then I got hit up by tonight bar, like literally like as soon as I got back home, they were like, yeah, like we want you to play.
Got a gig.
And so I was like, well, I just got back home, so y'all can hit me up through my email for booking. So yeah, but anyway,
it's the hustle.
No, but it was a lot of fun, and I really can't wait to go back. So make sure you follow iLive Soulfest Lounge and DJ Honeypot Lucia. She's an insanely talented DJ, female DJ, and yeah, I'm gonna ask her to try to collab with her for CMZO because she is insane. So
oh, can't wait. Yeah.
Yeah, y'all gonna enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna keep it going. What's next on our list?
I'm Get to Know by Moonchild.
And then?
Everything I Need and DMB by Bax and Cook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have like three tracks left.
All right. We're going to play DMV. Actually, we're going to play Get to Know It by Moonchild, and then we're going to play DMV. The reason behind that is because Moonchild is on tour. They put out a new album called Lil Ghost. And of course, they're not coming to Montreal because the lineup is so fire. They just couldn't come to Montreal. So instead, for those of you that are willing to go to New York, I honestly
not
was about
Toronto
to be.
Too? Toronto or?
They did their first stop in Toronto. Oh. I think they might be in Toronto. They might be. I didn't remember. But I just saw they didn't come to Montreal. But I was going to go to New York. So if you do want to come to New York, they're going to be performing with, what's it called? They're on tour right now with Butcher Brown. They're another really great soul band. So the next song I'm going to play is by Braxton Cook, who we played earlier, the second song, Runaway. Braxton Cook meets... Butcher Brown. So they're touring with Moonchild right now. So really great fusion. So yeah, I'm going to let them close the show. DMV, Rax and Cook meets Butcher Brown. But first we're going to play Get to Know It by Moonchild. So yeah, thanks so much for tuning into our show. We're going to let them close it out. Tune in next week, Monday, 4:00.
Bye-bye.
Bye.